drasha for Parshas Lech Lecha. The connection between this week's Haftorah and the Sedra of Lech Lecha is in two verses in the Haftorah. The first one, Perek Mem Aleph Yishayahu, Pasuk Beis, Mi Heir Mi Mizrach Tzedek Yikro'ehu L'Raglo, who aroused from the east, he who righteousness was called by his feet, Yitain Lepon of Goyim, he put before him nations, Melachim Yard, and he ruled over kings, Yitain to offer Charbo, his sword was like over the dust, to Kash Nidof Kashto, and his bow and arrow was like the over the straw. The second verse is Pasuk Ches, verse 8. The Atah Yisrael Avdi, Yaakov Asher Bechartiha, and you are Yisrael, my servant, Yaakov, whom I chose, Zera Avraham Ohavi, the seed of Avraham, the one that loved me. Both of these references refer to Avraham Avinu, the first one even more specific to the beginning of our Sedra. The Rashi and the Radak both learn, Mi Heir, who aroused Avraham to leave the east where he was born and was raised, and to go to Eretz Yisrael, and to call out in the name of God, righteousness and truth, and to influence the nations of the world to enter under God's wings and to believe in God and give up their idolatry. And God gave nations over into his hands. This refers to the episode in our Sedra where the four kings captured Lot, and Avraham went with 318 people to fight against four kings who had vanquished before that five kings. And the Gemara in Tainus says a miracle happened, and Avraham Avinu, the dust, the earth that he threw at the enemies turned into swords and arrows. The Gemara in Shabbos says that the idea Mi Heir Mi Mizrach refers to the fact that God took the constellation of Tzedek, under which Avraham Avinu naturally could not have had children, and he switched its position in the skies from east to west, and in that way enabled Avraham Avinu to have children. And this has the idea that the Jewish people are beyond the influence of the stars and the constellations and astrology. We have a direct relationship with God and are beyond a mazel Yisrael. We are beyond all of the natural causes in the world. The Medrash in Bereishis Rabba says, Mi Heir, even though it's spelled with an ayin, it sounds like it's spelled with an aleph, that when God said, let there be light, he was referring to Avraham Avinu. He enlightened the entire world. The Medrash Socher Tov says, Mi Heir Goyim, Lovo Tachas Kante Ashkina, who was the one who aroused the nations of the world to come under the wings of God's protection and to give up their idolatry. The Medrash Tanchuma says that everything that happened to Avraham Avinu happened to his children, and this is the concept of Maisa Avo Simin Labonim. Avraham Avinu was a model for all future generations. From all of these sources, we can understand that Avraham Avinu had within him many qualities that were a foundation for the nation for all times, and that we are the seed of Avraham, who loved God. Now, the idea of love is an idea of connection between things that are similar. So says Rav Moshe Vali, a Talmud of the Ramchal. And from that tremendous connection between Avraham and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he was zocha to have hashgacha pratis, direct divine providence, and therefore he was above all natural conditions, even the influence of the stars, astrology, and all other natural occurrences. And therefore, since Avraham Avinu had a direct connection with God, the entire world was subservient to him. And therefore, even the earth itself became weapons for him to fight his enemies. The Noam the Gogim says that the power that he had to fight came from the offer, came from the fact that he made himself like dust and ashes. He was a humble person who totally negated himself to God. Basically the same idea that Avraham Avinu had the entire world subservient to him because he was totally subservient to God. And the love that he exhibited for God and the love that he spread amongst the nations of the world came in many ways. The first, through learning Torah. Avraham Avinu learned and observed the Torah. As the Rambam says, that one of the ways of coming to love of God, Yohavtas Hashem Elokecha, is v'hoyu hadvorim v'ele. By learning Torah and being impressed with the wisdom of God, one has a tremendous desire to know God and has a tremendous awe of God, whose wisdom is way beyond the capabilities of man. And therefore, Avraham Avinu enlightened the world. Heir, he enlightened the world with the light of Torah in order to recognize and love God. Rambam also says that love of God also comes through an appreciation and a pondering of nature and being inspired by nature, seeing the greatness of the Creator from the creation and feeling the awe of the Creator from the awe of the creation. That is also the idea that Avraham Avinu not only enlightened the world, but he aroused the world and influenced them emotionally with love of God through his teaching them how to be inspired and to appreciate nature. This quality of love of God is something that is only expected of the Jewish people. The entire world has to believe in God and believe in his oneness, but love of God is only something that the Jewish people are required to do, says the Sfas Emes, the Ohavtas Hashem Elokecha. We have a mitzvah to love our God. And that love includes not only love, but the ultimate awe of God. Yiras HaRomamus emanates from that love. And Yitzmach Yisrael says that Avraham Avinu loved all of nature and all of the creations because he loved the Creator. And the Ma'or Einayim says that how did Avraham Avinu influence the world and spread his love of God? By the fact that he was willing to connect himself with all of creation. This is part of what love of God is, that one who loves God has to feel that God should be beloved by everyone. And Avraham Avinu also felt that he was missing something if the entire world didn't love God. There was something missing in his love of God. And therefore it says, "Hanefesh asher asu b'charam." When Avraham Avinu influenced others, he was making a nefesh. It should have said nefashos. He was making many nefashos. But it could be the idea is that Avraham Avinu felt that by influencing and perfecting others, he really was perfecting himself. He was creating his own nefesh. Therefore, the Mefarshim bring down that every tzaddik, Hashem will be with him just as he was with Avraham Avinu in the merit of his love of God. And therefore, Maisa Avos Siman Labanim, whatever happened to Avraham Avinu and the tremendous way that God was with him and subserviated the entire world under Avraham Avinu, will be the lot of the Jewish people forever, because we are Zera Avraham Ohavi. We are the seed of Avraham who had that tremendous love for God.